You're on Daf, Kuf, Yud, Gimel, Amid Aleph. Towards the middle of the Amid, by the small Aleph of the Ein Mishpat, Omar Shmuel, Ein Habosar, Yoitze Midei Domoi, Elim Kein, Moilchoi, Yofe, Yofe, Umeidichai Yafe Yafe. Like to say over the lotion of the Ram, Ran and Daf Membeis Amid Aleph, Daf Harif. So he brings down Kosav Harambanzal, Meidichai Yafe Yafe, you make a very good Hadoche. Shtei hadoches b'mashme. You make two hadoches. Achas b'kli menukev lahavir hamelach. You make one hadoche to get off the melach from the boso. Ba'achas b'kli she'ene menukev lahavir tipois dam she'olo. The tipois dam which are stuck to the boso. So that's the yofe yofe. V'chein molchoi yofe yofe harbe melichais b'mashme. Mishnei tzodim from both sides. U'mitoichoi b'dovo shemevashlin kulei ke'echot. Something that has a toich, you don't cut it up. So you make sure that the inside is also was salted well. So that's the Meulchai Yafe Yafe from all the Tzadim. And Meidicha Yafe Yafe, there are two Adoches. One Adoche Bekli Menukiv to take off the Melach, and another Adoche Bekli Sheini Menukiv to take off the Dam, which is still on the Boso. Itmar Ravuna Omar Meileach Umeidiach. You make meliche and then you make hadoche. V'masnise tone meidiach umeileach umeidiach. That there's an inyan of hadoche before the meliche. V'loi pligi ho de chalalei beitapche, ho de loi chalalei beitapche. There's an inyan to be meidiach before the meliche. And here the Ran brings down nearly the heine time of the meidiach betchile kedei sheyisrache haboso, that the boso should become soft v'yeitze domoy al yedei meliche, and then the dam will come out al yedei meliche shim yei nikrash al ponov, if the pnei haboso will be korish, will be hardish. Lo yekoyach b'melach lo hitzi domoy. So that is why you make adoche before the meliche. V'tamad midiach ach meliche kdei leidiach lachluchis adam shal pnei aboso aboshom miplei tosoy. So the Gemara just said that what Rav Huna did not make a previous adoche is od chalalei beitapche, od chalalei beitapche. That means if it was already washed by the butcher, so it seems that the richuch already was accomplished through the richitza of the tabach. So melo is not necessary for him to wash it again right before the meliche. Rashi says, Rav Huna d'loi boi hadoche bereishe, b'dechal olei beitapche, kolochitzes haboso, metar geminon chilo. That's called chilo. Rav Dimi minardoi molach lei, b'milcho galalanise, u'menapetz lei. Before we see Rashi, I'd like to get to mention the lotion of the Ran that brings down two mahalchim to understand Rav Dimi. Yesh meforshim that he was, Rav Dimi was Malach b'milcha galanisim and apetzlei, he salted it with coarse salt, and then he shook off the salt. Yesh mefarshim shloi hoya medichoi. He did not wash off the salt. Elo menapei tzamelech, he just shook off the salt. V'davke galanisa da'ino melech gasa. Avodaka loy lifi she'enoi misnapetz yofe. So Rav Dimi avoided, he didn't have to make hadoche since he used coarse salt, so he can get rid of the salt through shaking it off. V'haray v'tzal pirish, shemi she'enoi meileyach b'milcha galalanise, a person who does not use coarse salt, Sorech ladichoi bechli menukev yofe yofe. That means it's not stamazoi, he's fashboring, you know, he can shake it off, you don't have to make hadoche. Nor the hadoche that is needed for fine salt is a very strong hadoche. Kedei shelo yachzer ויבלה בו ידם הנבלה במלח שהוא נמחה עכשיו במים. So ממילא, you need a very good adoche. The salt is minute and the salt can be mavliya the dam back into the bosa. So ממילא, so that's why to avoid adoche, yofe, yofe, to need a special type of adoche, yofe, yofe, he avoided this. ורב דימי מנרדו, דמולך ומלך גלניסו, מנפץ לו. ואחר כך מדיח אפילו בכלי שאין עם מנוקב. That means, so the salt was off already. The shell is how you take off the salt. ואין כאן על הטיפס דם של פונו, ואינו כדי לסו אס הבוסו דציינו. There's not enough that will lasso the bosso. וכר, ופוטו בוטו לגמרי. So Memele, well, the first Pshat learn that this Rikula, by using coarse salt, you do not need to make a doche, or you don't need to make a very, a doche which will take very long. Yofe, yofe, you get rid of the salt by shaking it off. That is how they learn pshat. Rashi does not learn like this. The Rosh Yosef says, Milcha gal nisa melech gaso, umenapetz lei lemilcha la'achazman. So he had to shake off the salt, mivnei shadam nivlabo, there's dam in the salt, and he has to shake it off because it's there. Avo melech daka ein tzorich lenapetz. Vakel, to Rashi learns punkt vakel, that milcha galaniso is fakel is not an ideal malicha. Fakel, it's not so ideal. There you have to make sure to shake off the salt because there's dam in the salt. Aber melech dak ein tzorich lenafet shini teches me atzmo. And the Rosh Yosef is to mahalchem and Rashi if it means with adoche, without adoche. That but Al Kaponim Rashi seems to learn not like these Rishonim, that Adarabe, that by a fine salt one does not need nipputz, it is not necessary nipputz. Omar Rav Misharshe, let's continue the Gemara. Ein machzikim dam bivnei ma'ayim. One does not have to assume that there was dam in the Bnei Ma'ayim. Tilgimo akarkasho umayayo vahadro dekamto. So Rashi says, ein marzikim dam. So Rashi says, einom becheskas dam leoser im loy nimlechu. So from Rashi we see as follows. Rashi holds the Bnei Ma'ayim, you also have to salt. Now, if you didn't salt it, and now I'm clearing a shayla b'diavad, is this also, so, einom becheskes dam le'osar im le'nimlechu. If you didn't salt it, So Mamela, I will not say that the Bosar is awesome. Hadra de Kavivakantom, Ma'ayo, Kevo, Vekeres, Visharadakim, Vekarkish, and Abchaidat the Kol. Abul Halei, Vahoreya, Vahakov, Kantagurish, Bamdam, Utsrichin Limolech. This, you have to salt, and that, and if you didn't salt it, I say, so would be awesome. Now, that's what Rashi mentions, Kovet, we had before in the Sugya, we had a whole shaila about Kovet. There was two Mahalchim in Taisvitz. There was one Mahalach, the Gmakla Jutzad, because since the Kovet is Kuleidam, so Mamel in the Torah was Materit, so Mamel could be a fellow be Pirish, it's on Yad Rabbonon, and it's not Nirev. That was the whole shaila. Lefi emes, you have to salt it. That was the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. The shaila, the Rabbeinu Dikir shaila, you have to salt it, but it helps for bishul. So according to that, so that's l'chayres. According to that, mahalach could be that's pshat and Rashi v'akovei. There was another mahalach that could be salting will not be sufficient because since there's a ribuy dam, so it could be salting will not be sufficient. So maybe so it could be it only helps together with tzli, and it could be Rashi Lishitosei that you have to salt tzli also. We need a special type of salting with Ikereya Shesi Beorei Mechituche Lamato. So that's the salting by the Kovei. Let us see Taisvis. Ein machzikim dam bivnei ma'ayim. Because I can assume that there's no dam. So Taisvis says, so what'll be if a person will be meileach the bivnei ma'ayim im shaboso? So it'll come out like this. Like this is a sfora to sari, but one chaticha is not berleya from the other, because since it's torid liflay domoy, so it will not be berleya the dam from the other chaticha. But now, if we say that it doesn't have dam, so lechayre. So the bnei ma'ayim, if you salt them together with other basar l'chayre, they should become nasa from the other basar. It should be nivlan the other basar, like we had by dogim, that becomes nasa because they ended their plate earlier. So mameila belaya the dam from the eifes. So here also the same thing. Here there's no plate whatsoever, there's no dam. So Taisvis says, it's good to Taisvis Lushitas, because Taisvis had a different mahalach in the Gemara. Ein lesser mitam zel im loich nemaim im shaboso, mishum de loit, tridi lift loit, since the natod lift loit, uboli dam, mele del be by leichem of the shaboso. Kamoi dogim, like we hear this halacha by dogim. So Taisvis says, the hoche dam mishrak shoy, this was the first mahalach in Taisvis and Kufyud Beis Amud Beis, that the reason you don't have to be chayish because dam is mishrak shoy. Avu dogim rofu kamayu kidepirash tilel. The dam normally slides off, and by dogim it's different. So that is why it will get nidvak to the dogim. But over here, we don't have this concept of rofel kamayu, so mamele, b'nei ma'ayim will not be boileya from the dam of the bosor, even though they're not boileya. So Taisa said a yesod, that mishrak shorik, ve'ein lahata mitam shrike. So now I just said a moedik yisod that dam mishrak shorik sofaltik. Imo yeshoivchem dam al habosor b'shas tzliyeh. in the concept of Mishrak Shorik, I have by Tzliya, Taisus holds by Mlich, it's also the same. So Taisus says, so what will be the din if a person will pour dam for some reason on the Basar B'Shat Tzliya? So also say there's no problem. The Dafke Dam HaNiflat, the dam that is Niflat from the Basar, and that dam is Neifel Imatzir. Doesn't come out pure dam. It seems it's nifla together with tzir. Ayedet grei melicha kedam aleil. That dam is shorik. Avol heichem da beyadam veinei. But if you have dam veim, layashkech on that, we do not find that there's a concept of shorik from dam veim. Yeah, look the Gemara weiter. Omar Shmuel ein menichem boso meliach ele agabi kli menuke. One does not put boso meliach ele agabi kli menuke. So the Ran is medayek from the Loshen ein menichem. Doesn't say that ein molchem, you don't salt only on a kli menukev. It says ein menichen. Mashme, the loy mi boi shasalim loyach basa bekli shein menukev. That's poshet, because there's going to be a backup of blood and it's going to be beleya. Ela filu lahaniche shamasa. That even to put it down there will also be yasa. Dam that was nimlach, you're not allowed to put into kli sheni menuke because there's going to gather the dam and it's going to become nivla in the bosa. That's the lotion of ein menich. Rav Sheshes molach le garma garma. Rav Sheshes went and salted each piece of meat separately. So the Gemara says, Trei my time aloi, Mishim de porish my hai uvola. Why did he not saw two pieces together? Because it's porish from one and goes into the other. Chanomi porish my hai gisa uvola hai gisa elo loishna. So Rashi says, Eloloishna umuta v'taimik the parshin elal the chosman shetrudim lifloit einam boilim. That's the reason, because when it's told lifloit is not beleich shenochse kvar nochse. That's Rashi Shita. Everything is synchronized. It works at one time when the poilit, both are poilit, when they stop, both stop together. And Taisvus says obi eloloishna umuta b'cholinim. And there were different cheshbonos why you don't have to be chayish. That even though you put on a second piece of basa later, I don't have to be chayish that the piece underneath will be beleya the dam, be it three mahalchim, either dam mishrak shorik, or since it's Maflitzir, won't be belay adam, or if it's in the process of being maflit its own dam, so the new dam that comes in will be belaya and pelet. Before we go further, I'd like to perhaps just learn a taisvist of Yudalad Amid Aleph, which is Negeya Argemore. Perhaps when we learned it, we didn't appreciate the Tosfos. And it's Negeya, the next Gemara. Let us just see that Yudalad Amadalev, V'nosvin Chavraya. But let's start, we don't have to learn the whole Tosfos. The third line, or the fourth line, from Tosfos, starts Afagav. Tosfos says, Afagav de'ika lav bidam hanivla beivorim. There's a lav and dam that's nivla beivorim, kedoma beperik dam shchite. Hani mili heiche de pirish luchot. So Tosfos says, dam eivorim, which is also means after the dam was pirish luchot. So then there's an isar of dam, a lav. Aval kol's man shaloi pirish, but kol's man it was loy pirish mutter. So that dam, b'shas it's in the eiver, it's mutter. K'demuche per kol aboso, shaya oichlim koveid at shaloi niflat domei. The chaltilei bechala. They used to go and put it in vinegar, and the vinegar made that the dam inside would not come out. They ate the kaveh. No, so what did you accomplish? But you have dam inside. And the Gemara says that the kaveh is mutter and the vinegar is mutter. The vinegar would be yosar because we say it left the kaveh and went into the vinegar, so the kaveh would also be yosar. Bekitza, so Tosfos says, so we see from that, even though dam eivorim is a lav, that tafke, if the dam was pirish from the eiva, then it's osa, then there's a lav. But if it never left the eiva, it's mutter. Vama nami hosam, the agamar we had learned, kiker shechotach olea boso, osa laochlo, you're not allowed to eat the kiker. You're not allowed to eat the kiker. Because it was by lay adam. Aval abosa ratzmoy muta. The bosa, you're allowed to eat. Either is dam in the bosa, so that's dam shaloi pirish is muta. O beperik mefanim gabi bosa tofol osa letaltaloi. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to be metaltal bosso tofa. Bosso tofa means meat that was not salted. And the reason you're not allowed to be metaltal it because it's not edible. People don't eat raw meat. So memela sots mukze. Omrinin debar avze shori, but if you'll have meat of a duck that was not salted, vishim dechosi loomze, that a person will chew raw. So memela sots not mukze. So, but it's not salted. So how are you allowed to chew it raw? So it's no problem. Cause man, the dam is loipirish. It doesn't have a iser dam. Lekamam bishmaiten amashoichet lechayla b'shabes muta lebori b'umtze. Fine. Okay. So Tosfos says that dam, cause man, it's not pirish, the dam is muta. Umitoich kach nire, the boso litzli loiboi meliche klal. That if you roast meat, you don't have to salt it. The dam eivorim shaloi pirishori. That means whatever comes out through the tzli, why do you have to salt it if you roasted it? Whatever comes out, comes out. And what doesn't come out, didn't come out. So what's your problem? The dam eivorim shaloi pirishori. Bechain oima rabbeinu tam. V'loi mi boi kshenitz la bosa yofa v'niflat kol adam in la bosa de shori. That if all the dam came out so fashteitzach, it's muta. Ala filu loi nitz la kol kach. Muta. It's also muta. Now, v'af al pi shenitzlat mibifnim mitzadze litzadze. Now, Tosfos speaks about a problem in Sli, and we'll come, and the next sugya will appreciate this problem. by tzli, it's like if you have a raw piece of meat, so it's not dam shepirish. I mean, the dam is where it was, b'chaye b'heime, so that is a din eva, it doesn't have a din dam. If you roast meat, and you don't roast it completely, so pshat is like this, the dam is, it was, when it's in the roasting process, it's pirish mimokim lemokim in the basa, and if you'll hold it there long enough, it'll come out of the basa. If you don't hold it there long enough, so it'll remain in the basa. So now this is dam shepirish mimokim lemokim in the basa. So now we're going to see more of the kazach. So Taisva says, so the Rebbeinu Tam says, "Why me boy shenitla bosa yofa v'niflat kol adam in abosa d'shori? Al afilu loy nitzla kol kach. Afilu was only partially roasted. So now I have a problem, but I started roasting it, so it could be a chelik of the dam was pirish mi mokim lamokim, and I took it off the eish before it came out. So l'cher this is dam shepirish." It's pirish from one tzad to another tzad. Pirish means it left the boso. That's a taich dam shepirish. But if it is in the boso and it moved from one place to another, that's not called dam shepirish. This is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Kedamrinan, and this argument, Gabi, kikir shechota chole aboso, da filo man dosra kikir shori aboso, ava bishlo yotze doma yadayim. We had it the Gemara, if a kedushki de sakina made that the dam should go out on the kikir, and you eat the kikir, you don't eat, but the boso you eat. The dam moved, but that sheet is a Taisus. Now, Taisus is a problem with our Gemara. So the Gemara we just learned. Gabi Rav Sheshis, the Molach, Garma, Garma. Rav Sheshis went, and he salted two pieces of meat. He salted each meat separate. So the Gemara says, Trei my time aloy, Mishum the Porish, because it's Porish from one piece to another piece. The Porish, my high, Ubola high. Chadanami porish my gisa obola bahai gisa. So what is pshat in the Gemara? Now Taisus is stuck with our Gemara. Our Gemara seems to say that why do you ask the two pieces? Because you go from one piece into the other piece. Fine. That's not kedam shapirish. So what says, how could you go and salt one piece of meat? It's going to go from one side to the other side. And should they? The dam that goes from one side to the other side is still contained in the meat. So that's a dam shepirish. Two pieces is dam shepirish. It's going to go from one piece on the other piece. Here, Taisus had a problem. So Taisus says, "Hosam porish legamri lechutz mahay gisa koma." That's what the Gemara means. Maybe the dam, when you salt one piece, some dam will come out of it. Out of the piece, and it's going to roll down and go back. That's pshat in our Gemara. That means if you're salting meat, so some dam will come out of the meat, roll down, and be nivla again in the meat. That's dam shepirish, and there's no problem with this. This al kaponim is shitas ha-taisvis, that taisvis holds dam shepirish. If it's in the meat, it's mutter. That's shitas ha-taisvis. Now, let us learn the next Gemara. Omar Shmuel Mishum Rabchiye Hashoyver Mafrakto Shal Behemo Koidem Sheteitze Nafsh. A person shefted a behemoth, and before the behemoth died, he had a chance that the dam, all the dam should come out through the shchita, he broke the mafrekes, he broke the spine. So memele, so let's see what happens. so it says a reise machped es haboso v'goizel es habriyes mavli adam beibor. Let's see what Rashi says first. So Rashi says as follows. A reise machped es haboso. So Rashi explains what happened. Lefi shebishash shchitoso hitruda lohitzida. When you shech the behemoth, so it's told that the dam comes out. After the shchita, mamish, you're going on both sides, you go and break the spine. It seems when you shech the behemoth groans. And the groaning accomplishes that the dam comes out. But if you went in the tztartilereyu, so you shechted it, and then you broke the mafrekes, so memela doesn't have any koyach to groan. Ve'i nocha v'shekatev, so the behem is quiet already, it's nothing, it's not doing anything more, and it's quiet. So what happens with the dam, which normally would come out? Vahadam nivla beivoreo. So the dam which would normally come out as nivla beivoreo. Umachpid haboso. So now the boso gets weighs much more. Venimtso goizel es abriyes. Kshumoicho bemishkal. He sells the meat. He sells it by weight. Vahadam shoikel in the and the weight is from the ribuy adam, and let's be real elech. And he bought meat, and he bought a pound of meat, and we're talking about elech. He's going to salt the meat, so he's going to salt the meat, and let's say the salt will take out all the dam. He bought a pound of meat. He ends up with a quarter of a pound. After the salting, he ended up with a quarter of a pound of meat. So memela. So that's what it says. It says that areze machved es haboso v'goizel es habriyes. Some mele. So you sold it for a pound of meat, you end up with a quarter of a pound. Umavli adam beivor. So the Gemara says iboyilu heichikama. What is pshat in this third statement? Umavli adam beivor. Iboyilu heichikama machved es haboso. The goizel as habriyis mishum the mavli adam beivorim. That means this is a reason. This is a reason why is this occurring? Because by breaking the mafrekes, it comes out that the dam becomes nivla beivorim. Holiday day shapel domi. But if he wants to use the meat himself, he's not. Selling it to someone, so shapadami, so there's no gzeil over here. Oidilme lididei nami also, maybe it is also for him also, take him. So the Gemara Bible is by a take him. Let us see Rashi. Iboilu heichi koma hayum abliyab dam diktoni. It says three things. Abliyah sadam, machpida saboso. No, it's a matter of goyzel sabrisim of liyadam bebo. Eichi kama am of liyadam diktoni kula chadi surah. There's only one issa. Vochi kama machpede saboso. That's the problem. Since he's mavliyadam, so he makes the bosa heavier. Venimsa goyzel sabris. Hu mishum the mavliyadam. Because he's mavliyadam, so that's why he's goyzel sabris. Shemachpid es mishkola, vavlos dam, lefrushe geysel es abriyes noketlo. That means the last statement, what he says, mavli adam bevorim, that is why he's a geysel, because it weighs more than the true weight of the bosom. Oidume lididei nami osa, vitalti isuri kochoshep. There's two isurim, chode de geysel es abriyes, V'chode de mavli adam, v'shuveni yoytzei, v'oichel dam. So memele, the second tzad of the Gemara is, that even though meliche normally extracts the dam, that's the normal dam that is found in the evorim of of a behemoth. But since we have a rivui of dam, that was nivla in the behemoth, because he broke the mafrekes, so the melach is not capable of being mavliya all the dam, is not capable of being mavlit all the dam, v'shuv eina yaitze, v'oichel dam, so he himself is also not permitted to eat it. Before we see the ran, which is a Yesodistic Aram, let us just see on the left side of the Gemara, there's a Girsus, Horif V'Horosh. Ibo Yelohu, Hoyel V'Ivla Dam Be'Evorim, Mishori L'Meichel Minei Bo'umtze Oiloi. Now, this is the Rif's Girsus. The Rif's Girsus is, the Gemara Shaila is a person permitted to eat this basar raw? That's the whole shaila of the Gemara. Not more than that. That means if you want to cook it, no shaila. If you want to salt it, no shaila. Can you eat it raw without salting? That's the shaila of the Gemara. And this is the Rif's Girsa. And now let us just eat the ram for 2 minutes. We'll appreciate how the Rif learned pshat the Gemara. And we'll see how Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara and the Schwerigkeiten, which are on Rashi's Pshat. Let's see, the Ran is on Daf Mem Beis on the base. The Iboyilon, after 2/3 of the Amud, the Dibra Maschel, the Iboyilon. The Iboyilon, Hoyol Umivla Dam Be'Ivorim, Mishori Lemechel Minei Bo'umtza Eloi. That's the Rif's Girsa. That's Membeis Amadbeis, Dibra Maschel, the Iboyilon. So the Gemara Klaza Shaila, are you allowed to eat the meat raw without salting? That's no Shaila. Zui Girsis Harab Alfasizal, Bahochi Pirushe. Kiven the Mivla Dam Be'Evorim. Now, this dam was not the normal dam of the Evorim. This is new dam which normally which should have left the Behemi became Nivla. Kiven de mivla dam beivorim, va dam poireish mi mokeim le mokeim, and the dam came from, the dam doesn't belong here. This is dam that was poireish mi mokeim le mokeim, but it is still in the psar abeheime. It didn't go out. It became nivla in the book. Avolei kedam eivorim shepirish da osa. So this is dam shepirish. Not like the Rabbeinu Tam we just learned. Oidume dechia gavne loimikri pirish. Maybe this is not called pirish. So we could learn 2 ways. Either we could learn pshat. Maybe we paskin like this is not called, this is zicha dam shepirish. This dam was not here in the beginning in this eva. It came into this eva bishas misas abeheime. But it still concentrated in the bosa, never left the bosa, but it's now in the bosa. So could be this is the shaila of the Rif. The shaila of the Gemara, is this considered dam shepirish? Is it not considered dam shepirish? And that's what the Rabbeinu Tam said, that it's called dam shepirish. Maybe that's the second tzad. What seems there's another tzad, maybe it's not called, the dam would have gone out and it's nivla bim koimot, not even pirish. That means, b'shah shchit, the dam would come out from this bosa. You stop the groaning process, so the dam is nivla, it's not even pirish. It's too mahalchim, I think, how one can learn shat in the rit. That's the Rif's Girsa. So the whole Shaila is, can you eat it raw? If it's Dam Shepirish, so you have to salt. If it's not Dam Shepirish, you don't have to salt it. That's the shayla of the Gemara. If you'll salt it, what's wrong with salting it? Salt extracts dam. We don't have halachas how much dam it can extract. Salt extracts the dam. It will extract this dam also if you salt it. So the whole shayla is if you don't want to salt it. That's the shayla. If you don't want to salt it, are you able to eat it raw? Lefi girsazu, davke ba'umtze, dahainu chai, beloy melicha udami boilon. So the shayla is, if you won't salt it, you want to eat it raw, you'll have to eat it raw. Avul pitzli, if you roast it, inami likdeira yedei melicha, you want to salt it and cook it, pshita de shori. The nuri shoivle, if you roast it, the fire will take out the dam. Umelicha mapikle, the salting will take out the dam. Sha'af al pish ein loikoich loitzi dam hanivla bo mimoke macher. Moitzi us, this is mimkoimoi. This is not a different dam. This is mimkoimoi. This is pshat in the rif. So we understand the rif perfectly. Aber Rashi zal legoris loomtze. Rashi wasn't goiris. Is it mutter loomtze? Elegoris. Le mechel minei shori, oidil me le mechel minei osa. The Gemara clash, I lot eat it, period. Not, I lot eat it, period. O le fi girsa zu, according to Rashi, afilo le tzli, val yidei meliche mi boilon. So he'll be, according to Rashi, tzli won't help, meliche won't help. The Dilma Shuv Eina Yaitzei Va'os. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. This is a oifen, the dam that became saturated in the Eber through the Shviras Mafrekes, that nothing will help to extract this dam. Yeah. So the Ran says, Amir dikekash, v'loy nehire. If the Gemara clears a shayla, they said, it's gezel. It's mach b'de sabosa, it's gezel, you know. Then the Gemara clears a shayla, is a muta b'achila. That means you can't eat it. There's a tzad, maybe you can't eat it. So frek taran, Amir dikekash, dim ise de engloy takone, if you'll say that it's also the kemit, roasting won't help, salting won't help, ki heiche da oma goizel es abriyis, avlei lemei memachel dam es abriyis, de chomer tvei, why does the mouse figure, he's a gazlin, he overcharged them, and what if he made it a sale? The mother is only delving on the gezel de keshayla. And also, it's not, you're not allowed to eat it. I'm not sure that you're not allowed to eat it. So when you sell it, you know, you're being machshel yidin with achilas dam. The chomer tvei. Elevadei mashme de litzli inami ligdeire shori. So vaystoi is not like Rashi. It's ichem mutter. Ulo umtze bilchudu de kami boile. It's only also to eat raw. So he says, no, if it's also deep, bro, how are you allowed to sell it? He says, that means when I sell meat, people don't eat meat raw. But that's not the normal. So the whole shayla is you're overcharging. You're not being machali surim. And look, there's another kasha. I think Rabbi Yankeve is the kasha and according to Rashi, I mean, you're talking about gezel. The Ran says it's a bigger avera to be machali surim. So Rabbi Yankeve is, you're selling him tray for meat. You're overcharging him. I mean, if you're not allowed to eat the meat, forget about it, I'm being machali. There's a gezel not because it's not a true pound, it's only a quarter of a pound. He bought kosher meat, and you sold him treif meat. I mean, if you're looking for the suri gezel, he's paying for kosher meat. Die sollen getreffen mit. Diese Schwierigkeiten, according to Rashi.